This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to rebuild trust with an employee after a feedback conversation that went badly wrong? A practical process for repairing what broke and making feedback work again. In short, after reading this, you will know how to repair trust with an employee after a feedback conversation that went wrong, using a clear, step-by-step process. Acknowledge what broke down before you attempt to fix anything else. Listen to the employee's experience without defending your intentions. Follow through consistently so your actions prove what your words promised. Definition: rebuild trust feedback means repairing the professional relationship and restoring honest, two-way communication after a feedback conversation caused damage through deliberate acknowledgement, genuine listening, and consistent follow-through over time. You gave the feedback. You thought you were being direct and clear. But somewhere in that room, things came apart. The employee went quiet, or pushed back hard, or walked out with their jaw set in a way you recognized as the closing of a door. Now they answer in single sentences. They do not bring problems to you anymore. The feedback conversation did not improve performance. It damaged something more important, the trust that makes honest dialogue possible. This happens to good managers all the time. The reason is really that they do not care. It is that feedback without a strong relational foundation is received as criticism, not care. Add in poor timing, a clumsy sentence, or a tone that did not match the intention, and a well-meant conversation can feel like an attack. Most managers do not know how to rebuild trust feedback relationships once the damage is done. They either pretend it did not happen or double down on the original message. In this guide, you'll get a clear, practical process to repair the relationship, restore honest dialogue, and make feedback productive again. Why repairing trust after feedback is harder than it looks. Knowing you need to repair something and knowing how to do it are two entirely different things. Most managers understand, at some level, that the relationship needs attention, but the gap between that knowledge and confident action is wide. Here is why it stays wide. Accountability feels like weakness. Many managers were trained, implicitly or explicitly, that admitting fault undermines authority. In reality, the opposite is true. But breaking that old pattern takes real courage, and the discomfort of it can make people avoid the repair conversation altogether. The manager is also emotionally activated. You gave feedback with honest intent. Being told it landed badly can feel like an accusation. When you're in a defensive state, genuine listening is nearly impossible, and the repair attempt becomes another collision. There is no clear script for repair. Most training covers how to deliver feedback. Almost none of it covers what to do when delivery fails. Without a structure to follow, people improvise, and improvised repair conversations often make things worse. Fear of reopening the wound. It can feel safer to let time pass and hope things normalize on their own. They really do. Silence after a rupture is not neutral. The employee is interpreting it, and usually not generously. The original feedback issue is still unresolved. Managers worry that repairing the relationship means abandoning the performance concern. It does not. But trying to address the performance issue before the relationship is repaired simply repeats the damage. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your own honest account. Before you speak to the employee, you need to sit privately with what happened. Not to assign blame, but to identify your specific contribution to the breakdown. Was it the words you chose? The timing? Your tone when they pushed back? You cannot rebuild trust feedback relationships without this clarity. Walking in with a vague sense of things went wrong will produce a vague and unconvincing repair. Number two, genuine willingness to hear their version. The repair conversation is not an opportunity to re-explain your original feedback. It is an opportunity to understand how they experienced it. If you go in already convinced your intentions excuse the impact, you will not listen, and the employee will know. Prepare yourself to hear something that is uncomfortable, and to stay present with it. Number three, a commitment to follow through. Words alone do not restore trust. What you commit to in the repair conversation must be something you can actually deliver. Overpromising and underdelivering is worse than saying nothing. Know what you're prepared to change before you make the promise. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Create the right conditions for a repair conversation. This step is about preparation, not yet conversation. and it determines whether everything that follows has a chance. The employer is likely still guarded. Approaching them with a casual, impromptu "got a minute" will not serve either of you. You need to signal clearly that this conversation is different. You're giving it proper time, privacy, and weight. Choose a private space with no risk of interruption. Book a specific time rather than ambushing them in the corridor. Keep the invitation simple and low pressure. Send a brief, direct message. "I would like to find 30 minutes to talk privately." No agenda other than checking in after our last conversation. Does day and time work for you? Choose a space that is genuinely private and where neither of you is likely to be watched or overheard. Keep the meeting short enough to feel safe. 30 minutes signals care without overwhelming. Do not hint at the content in your invitation. Curiosity is fine. Dread is not. Turn off notifications, close your laptop, and signal through your body language that you're fully present when you arrive. Example: a senior manager I once worked with had a feedback conversation that ended with an employee walking out. He sent a note the next day: "I would like to make time to speak with you properly. Not about the project, about how that conversation went. Thursday at 10, if you are free." The employee came. That simple message, stripped of justification, opened the door. The way you invite someone to repair conversation tells them whether you're coming to listen or to talk. Get the invitation right, and the conversation already starts in a better place. Step 2. Acknowledge what happened without defending your intent. This is the moment most people get wrong, and it is the most important moment of the entire process. When you sit down, your first job is not to explain. It is to name what happened and own your part in it. There is a specific difference between "I'm sorry if you took it that way" and "I can see that conversation landed badly and I want to understand how." The first closes the door. The second opens it. Employees can tell the difference within seconds. Name the specific breakdown. Do not speak in generalities. Do not begin with a summary of your original feedback. Begin with what went wrong in the relationship. Say something direct. "I've been thinking about how our last conversation went, and I do not think it went well." Name your own behavior specifically. "I pushed too hard when you pushed back, and I think that made it worse." Resist the urge to explain your intentions before you've heard their experience. Use the words "I" and "my" rather than the conversation or things. Own it directly. Pause after you have spoken. Give them space to respond. This step often feels exposing. That discomfort is the point. It signals to the employee that you're serious about the repair, not just performing one. You are doing something the relationship needs you to do, even though it is hard. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Listen to their experience without interrupting. Once you've acknowledged what happened, your job becomes almost entirely about listening. This is harder than it sounds, because what the employee shares may challenge your understanding of your own behavior. Ask a simple, open question and then stay quiet. "Can you tell me how that conversation felt from your side?" is enough. Let them speak fully. Do not correct factual errors. Do not clarify your intentions midway through their answer. Note what matters to them, what they felt, and what they needed that they did not get. Ask one open question and then stop talking. Keep your body language open, face them. Do not cross your arms. Stay still. Reflect back what you hear before you respond. "So what I'm hearing is that you felt blindsided. Is that right?" Acknowledge the emotion before you address the content. "That sounds genuinely difficult." Write nothing down during this conversation. Your full attention is the signal that matters most. Example: a team leader I know sat down expecting her employee to say the feedback had been too harsh. Instead, the employee said the hardest part was that three colleagues had been nearby and overheard. The leader had not considered that at all. She had focused on content. The employee had been experiencing public humiliation. Without the listening step, she would never have known what she actually needed to repair. What you learn in this step will shape every step that follows. You cannot rebuild trust feedback relationships without first understanding what, specifically, broke them. Step 4. Respond with accountability, not justification. Now you can speak. Not to re-deliver the original feedback. Not to explain your process or your intentions. but to respond directly to what you heard. This is where courage matters most. Accountability in this moment means saying, plainly, what you did that contributed to the breakdown and what you would do differently. It does not mean abandoning the substance of the feedback or pretending the performance concern does not exist. It means separating the message from the delivery and owning the delivery. Acknowledge the specific impact they described. You are right that doing that in front of others was wrong. That should not have happened. State clearly what you take responsibility for, not the employee's reaction, but your own actions. Do not follow your apology with, but. I am sorry, but you have to understand my position is not an apology. Commit to one or two specific, concrete changes. In future, I will always have these conversations in private. Ask if there is anything else they need from you before you move forward. This is where how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy is worth reading carefully. The mechanics of a real apology are specific, and getting them right matters enormously in this step. Step 5. Agree on a way forward together. Once accountability has been offered and received, you can move toward what comes next. This is not the moment to revisit the original feedback in full. It is the moment to agree, together, on how you will approach future feedback conversations so they work for both of you. This step transforms the repair from a single conversation into the beginning of a new pattern. It gives the employee some say in how feedback will be delivered to them, which restores some of the power balance that a badly handled conversation often disrupts. Ask directly, what would make feedback conversations feel safer for you going forward? Listen to their answer and incorporate it where you genuinely can. Propose one concrete change to how you will deliver feedback in future. Agree on a simple check-in. Let us reconnect in 2 weeks and see how things feel. Write down what you both agreed. Share it with them afterwards so there's a clear record. Example. One manager I worked with agreed with her employee that all feedback would come in a private one-to-one with at least 24 hours notice, and that the employee could ask to pause the conversation if they needed time to process. Small adjustments, but they rebuilt the psychological safety that had been broken. 6 months later, that employee was actively seeking feedback. The framework made it possible. This step is where the repair becomes a relationship upgrade, not just a patch. If you want to go further and turn this into a structured improvement plan, how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan offers a solid method for exactly that. Step 6. Rebuild through consistent daily behavior. One conversation does not rebuild trust. It begins the rebuild. What sustains it is the pattern of behavior that follows over the coming days and weeks. This is where most repair attempts fall short. The manager has the conversation, feels relieved, and then returns to business as usual. But the employee is watching. They are looking for evidence that the conversation was real, that the commitments made were genuine, and that the relationship is now different. Every interaction carries weight. Follow through on every specific commitment you made in the repair conversation, without exception. Check in briefly and informally in the days following, not to discuss the incident, but to maintain warmth and connection. When you next need to give feedback, use the approach you agreed on. Consistency is the proof. Notice and acknowledge the employee's contributions publicly where it is genuine and deserved. If something goes wrong again, address it immediately rather than letting it compound. Trust is like ground after a hard frost. It needs time and consistent warmth before anything new will grow in it. You cannot rush this step. You can only show up day after day in a way that earns back what was lost. For a broader look at how to restore team dynamics alongside individual relationships, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict, where organizational change covers the wider picture well. Step 7. Reintroduce feedback when trust has stabilized. There will come a point, and you will feel it, when the relationship is ready for honest feedback again. Do not rush toward it, but do not avoid it either. Avoidance of feedback is its own form of disrespect. It tells the employee you do not believe the relationship can handle honesty, which is a worse message than any badly delivered piece of feedback. When you return to feedback, use a clear, respectful structure. The SBI method situation, behavior, impact is one of the most reliable tools for this because it keeps feedback specific, observable, and free of personal attack. Before delivering the feedback, remind yourself what went wrong last time and apply what you learned. Wait until the employee is engaging openly with you again before returning to the original performance concern. Use a clear, structured method for the feedback conversation. Improvisation is what got you here. Check in after the feedback conversation. How did that land? Was there anything about how I delivered that which did not work for you? Treat their answer as data, not criticism. This is how feedback culture gets built. Recognize, privately or aloud, that getting here took effort from both of you. The goal of all of this is not just to repair one broken conversation. It is to build a feedback relationship that is strong enough to hold honest, direct communication without breaking. That is worth every difficult step it takes to get there. If you want to think about how good feedback strengthens team culture more broadly, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is a natural companion to this article. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid settings create specific complications when you need to rebuild trust feedback relationships. The absence of physical presence removes many of the signals that repair conversations depend on. Choose video, not text. Every step in this process, especially the acknowledgement and listening steps, requires you to be seen and heard. A written message can feel impersonal or easy to dismiss. A video call, with both cameras on, puts two human beings in genuine contact. It is closer to being in the room than anything else available to you. Be more deliberate about privacy signals. In a physical office, closing the door signals a private conversation. Online, you need to say it. This is just between us. I have closed all other applications, and I will not be taking notes. These words replace the environmental cues that a private room provides. Give more time between steps. In a face-to-face repair, you can read the room and adjust your pacing. Online, emotional recovery takes longer because the medium is more tiring. After the repair conversation, give the employee a day or two before checking in again. Do not flood them with follow-up messages. Follow up in writing, briefly. After the repair conversation, send a short written note. Thank you for being honest with me today. Here is what I committed to. Please let me know if I missed anything. This creates a record and shows you took the conversation seriously. Watch for isolation. Remote employees who feel hurt after a feedback conversation can withdraw completely, and no one notices. Check in through your regular one-to-ones and make sure they are still engaged, visible, and included. The core process does not change in a remote context, only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: rushing the repair conversation within an hour of the original breakdown. Why it happens: the manager is uncomfortable and wants to resolve the tension quickly. What to do instead? Give both yourself and the employee time to regulate before you attempt repair. 24 hours is usually a minimum. The mistake: opening the repair conversation by re-explaining the original feedback. Why it happens: the manager believes the real problem is that the employee did not understand, not that trust was damaged. What to do instead? Begin with the relationship, not the message. The feedback can be revisited only after the repair is solid. The mistake: apologizing with a but attached. Why it happens: the manager wants credit for good intentions while also acknowledging the impact. What to do instead? Complete the acknowledgement fully before adding any context, but erases everything before it. The mistake: assuming one good conversation has fixed everything. Why it happens: the emotional relief of having the repair conversation can feel like resolution. What to do instead? Treat the conversation as the beginning of a rebuild, not the end. Consistent behavior over weeks is what restores trust. The mistake: avoiding all feedback with the employee for weeks or months afterwards. Why it happens: fear of repeating the damage makes managers overcautious. What to do instead? Return to feedback carefully and structurally when the relationship signals it is ready. Avoidance communicates distrust. For help with the next difficult conversation, how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong offers specific guidance on re-entering hard conversations. The mistake: skipping the listening step because you're confident you know what the employee felt. Why it happens: managers who know their employees well often assume they understand the impact. What to do instead? Ask anyway. You will be surprised, as I have been, by what you did not know. The bridge method offers a reliable structure for exactly this kind of reopening. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have identified my specific contribution to the breakdown, not just things went wrong. I have booked a private, uninterrupted time with the employee. My invitation was low pressure and gave the employee genuine choice. I opened the repair conversation with acknowledgement, not explanation. I asked an open question and listened without interrupting. I reflected back what I heard before responding. My accountability statement used I language and did not include but. I committed only to changes I can genuinely follow through on. We agreed together on how future feedback conversations will work. I followed through on every specific commitment I made. I checked in briefly and informally in the days following the repair. I returned to feedback when the relationship was ready, using a clear structure. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a clear, step-by-step process to rebuild trust feedback relationships after a conversation goes wrong. These are not platitudes. They are actions you can take this week. Acknowledge the breakdown specifically and own your part in it, before anything else. Give both sides time to regulate before you attempt the repair conversation. Listen to the employee's experience without defending your intentions. Respond with direct accountability and one or two concrete commitments to change. Agree together on how future feedback will work, giving the employee some say. Rebuild through consistent daily behavior over weeks, not through a single conversation. Return to feedback, structured and careful, when the relationship signals it is ready. The repair conversation is the beginning, not the end. If you want to think more broadly about restoring working relationships across a team, read How to Rebuild Team Synergy After Conflict or Organizational Change. If you want to strengthen how you give feedback so it is less likely to go wrong in the first place, start with How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy instead of breaking it. The skills of acknowledgement and apology are also worth practicing specifically, and how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy will give you the tools to do that well. The ability to rebuild trust feedback relationships is, in the end, what separates managers who grow people from managers who simply manage them. Frequently asked questions. How do you rebuild trust after a bad feedback conversation? Start by acknowledging that the conversation went wrong, without blame or deflection. Meet privately, name what happened, and invite the other person to share their experience. Trust rebuilds through consistent action over time, not through a single apology or explanation. What should you say when a feedback conversation goes badly wrong? Begin by owning your part in how it went. Use plain language, name the specific moment that broke down. Say what you wish you had done differently, and ask the employee how they experienced it. Avoid justifying your intentions before hearing their response. How long does it take to rebuild trust feedback relationships at work? There is no fixed timeline. Minor breakdowns can recover within days if addressed promptly and sincerely. Deeper damage, particularly if the employee felt humiliated or blindsided, may take weeks of consistent, respectful follow-through before trust is genuinely restored. Can a feedback conversation that went wrong actually strengthen the relationship? Yes, and I have seen it happen many times. When a manager takes full responsibility, listens without defending, and follows through on what they promised, employees often end up trusting them more than before. The repair itself becomes proof of character. What are the most common mistakes when trying to rebuild trust after feedback? Rushing the repair conversation, minimizing the employee's reaction, or over-explaining your original intentions are the most common errors. Jumping straight back into performance topics before trust is restored is another. The relationship must come before the next round of feedback. How do you rebuild trust feedback conversations when the employee shuts down? Give them time and choice. Do not force a conversation when someone is still raw. Let them know the door is open, keep your daily interactions warm and consistent, and invite dialogue when they signal readiness. Pressure closes doors, patience reopens them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.